The pressure on Senate Republican leader Trent Lott to quit his post increased today, with a colleague from his party, Rhode Island's Lincoln Chafee, saying that Lott should go. Other prominent Republicans also spoke out today. A few offered Lott encouragement, but many did not. NPR's David Wellner reports that the Lott situation has the potential to harm, if not derail, part of President Bush's agenda for the 108th Congress.
Lincoln Chafee today publicly called for a change in leadership after GOP whip Don Nichols Sunday questioned Lott's ability to enact the Republican agenda. In an interview with WPRO Radio in Providence, Chafee said that although Lott's apologies have failed to connect, he may fight to the bitter end for his leadership post.
The only way to have a change, in my opinion, is for the White House to come in here and to say to Majority Leader Trent Lott, I think it's time for a change. I think that's the only vehicle that's going to work.
Secretary of State Colin Powell also criticized Lott today for having 2 weeks ago praised the segregationist presidential run of Strom Thurmond in 1948. Powell said he deplored the sentiments behind Lott's statement. And Florida Governor Jeb Bush, the president's brother, told the Miami Herald Lott has not handled well what he called this swirling controversy, adding something's going to have to change. Republican senators are to meet January 6th to decide Lott's fate. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer continued to insist today the president is staying out of the leadership crisis.
The president does not think Senator Lott needs to resign. We will have no comment on any events leading up to a potential race, if there is a race, on January 6th. And as I indicated earlier, the White House plays no role and will not play a role and offers no thoughts or opinions about any potential candidacies.
In Biloxi, Mississippi today, Lott said despite reports to the contrary, which he characterized as seeping out of the White House, he believed the president would continue to support him.
I am hanging in there. We are going to work through this in a positive way. I do have the support of my colleagues in our conference there in the Senate, and I'm going to continue to reach out to men and women of all backgrounds and races and ethnic backgrounds to learn how we can turn this situation into a positive for our state and for all American people.
One of the few colleagues defending Lott today was Senate Republican Arlen Specter.
I believe that something good can come out of this current controversy, and that is a wake-up call to Senator Lott personally and really a wake-up call to the Republican Party to do more for minority interests. I think that Trent Lott has the capacity to be perhaps a born again civil rights, and I hope he stays on.
And Lott today vowed he's determined to show he has learned from his mistakes.
It's going to be specific, so we're going to have to do things like making sure that people that need help get it, whether it's our elderly poor or whether it's our inner city people that need community renewal.
Earlier this week, Lott shocked fellow conservatives by declaring in an interview with Black Entertainment Television that he supports affirmative action, a policy the GOP had hoped to oppose through legislation and court challenges. Lott also said he would have to re-examine his support for Mississippi Judge Charles Pickering, whom Senate Democrats recently rejected for a federal circuit court post on the grounds of alleged racial insensitivity. Other racially tinged issues such as welfare reform, hate crimes legislation, and even raising the minimum wage could also be affected by Lott's new stance. Conservatives such as National Review editor Rich Lowry are alarmed.
This is just playing out in a way that is just nightmarishly disastrous for Republicans. And I think conservatives now need to think, what are the best ways to kind of soften the party's image on race? We don't think giving in on race preferences is a very principled stand is the way to do that.
A clue to how hard Republicans are now willing to push against affirmative action could come from the White House, which must decide whether to weigh in on a case coming before the Supreme Court next month on an affirmative action challenge in Michigan. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.